This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachel. The Suffers are a 10-piece band out of Houston, Texas. They call their style of music Gulf Coast Soul, and it sounds like this. It is a little bit of Guan, The Suffers, music, blend of soul, rock and roll, and lots more. They're in town today to headline the Converge NC Southern Music Festival in Chapel Hill. Several of their members join us in the studio today to talk about the music and play some more. Powerful voice you just heard belongs to Cam Franklin. She is with us today. Welcome, Cam. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much.
Also with us is a rhythm section and a horn section. Several members here today. Adam Castaneda plays the bass. Pat Kelly is on the keyboard, Kevin Brenier is on the guitar, and Rick Zamora on drums. Welcome to all of you.
Hey.
Good to have you here. And this is only part of the band, so it's great of you to play the kind of stripped-down version, but we're going to hear more of that song from the record. So, Cam, what is Gulf Coast Soul?
To us, Gulf Coast Soul is basically a reflection of all the music that's coming out of that part of the country. You know, we all grew up in Houston, and Houston is a very high cultural full of nationality city.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all grown up with all these different sounds and influences. And I feel as though that can definitely be heard in our music. And, you know, Gulf Coast Soul is the best way to describe what it is.
Well, we're going to hear a really good. I think we got a good flavor. Adam, tell us a little bit about how this band came together.
Sure. About 4 years ago, Patrick Kelly and I were sitting around. We decided we wanted to do a new band with some musicians that we'd worked with in town, in Houston. And we started making some phone calls, called up our friends, and put together this group. And here
apparently,
we are.
Apparently you had unlimited minutes because you put a big band together.
Yeah. It
continued to grow.
We needed two people because we had to split that list up. It took a while.
Well, and Cam, that brings us to a point. I mean, the whole idea of suffering for your art. I mean, you had been in bands for a long time.
Yes.
Before this particular configuration came together.
And oh, yeah.
Until then, you had now you're meeting with lots of success, but until you all came together, not so much. Am I right?
Yeah, no, that could definitely be said. I mean, the pace that The Suffers has moved at is something that myself and none of us have ever, you know, seen before. And, you know, with all those other acts, I was happy, but I never knew the full potential of where I could go until this band happened.
Well, and I guess that plays itself out when you look at the playbill posted on the wall.
Yeah.
These days, right?
Definitely.
Tell us that story. That's pretty funny. Tell us about that.
About what now?
About seeing the playbill and looking at the wrong place. You're always looking at the bottom of the bill, and all of a sudden you're the headliner. You go, well,
yes,
wait a minute, there we are.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It's become very strange to us to, you know, be that festival band that is used to being the last name all the time and, you know, or, you know, not even being on it, being invited so late that we're not even part of the promotion to now, you know, it's like, oh, you know, for the Convergency Festival, I remember first getting it and looking at it, and I was like, oh, they forgot our name. And then I looked at it again, and we were the headliners. Like, oh, well, there's that.
Will you play something for us now?
Yeah. The song's called Make Some Room.
One, two, three, four.
I know how to love, and I know who I am. Just come on, let me love you a little, and help me understand. Just tell me about your loss. And tell me about your gains. I will be everything that you made it in just one little thing. Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
Come on.
Just relax, cause I'm cleaning too. I love you like I know you forever. I just need you to make some room. Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
Come on.
Just relax, cause I'm cleaning too. I love you like I know you forever. I just need you to make some room, cause everyone you know, you can trust that I'll act like a lady, until you take me home to tell me that you lost and tell me that you gained. Then I will be everything that you needed and just a little bit. Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
Come on,
just relax, cause I'm cleaning too. I love you like I've known you forever. I just need you to make some room. Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
Come on,
just relax, cause I'm cleaning too. I love you like I've known you forever. I just need you to make some room, cause ooh, honey, ooh. Oh, darling, I do love you. Can't you see?
Make some room. The Sufferers playing tonight at the Convergence Southern Music Festival in Chapel Hill. They're right here with us live on the State of Things. Oh, Cam, Make me a sandwich, will you?
I will.
Hey, by the way, forgive me. I named everybody in the band: Cam Franklin on vocals, Adam Castaneda, Pat Kelly, Kevin Brunet, and Nick Zamora. And I left out John Durbin on the trumpet.
Leave
out the trumpeter when he's at your ear.
Right? Yes.
New rule on the state of things. Cam, I understand that you wanted to be an opera singer and you got talked out of it, huh?
Yes, I got told I was very bad at opera when I was in high school and my first year of college. And luckily, one of my voice teachers, the first voice teacher I had, told me that I wasn't a bad singer, but the genre that I was trying to, you know, work towards was not right for my voice. And she asked, you know, had I ever done soul music? And I said, well, I did gospel and I did R&B, but, you know, it just didn't work out for me. And she's like, that's not what I asked you. I asked if you had done soul music because I hear soul singing. And I was like, you know, and I didn't really listen to her. And I went towards all these other genres, punk and country and all these other things. And eventually, you know, the one time I finally listened to her seems to be the first time in my life it's actually worked out. So shout out to Jeanette Chase in Houston, Texas. Thank you.
So you're not a bad singer, just not a kind of a little love sandwich.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Well, so how did you take it initially? I mean, when you were told without the love sandwich that it was just bad opera.
I told her, you know, that, you know, I respected her opinion. That I, you know, I've always been told that, you know, people aren't always going to like what you're doing, but that if you really believe you're good at something, you should keep pursuing it. And so I kept pursuing it. And then I would hear other opera singers and I'd hear what I could do. And it just wasn't matching up at all. But all those, you know, training, all the training I got from trying to become an opera singer has made me a well versed soul singer when it comes to, I'm walking away from the microphone. When it comes to, you know, my breathing control and knowing how much I can actually put out. Like, I've learned how to pace myself over the years rather than just coming out full force and, you know, wrecking my voice. I've learned that it's way more important for me to get the sound that I know I sound best at rather than, you know, trying to accommodate others. And those were things that I would have never learned had I not gone through that program.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you're going to be an opera singer. And what we, you know, we tend to say is, well, so they're a trained opera singer, as though there isn't training, as though there aren't things to learn if you're going to take on these other forms.
Oh, yeah.
And that there are styles that, I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, we've heard more contemporary operas that are written in a kind of blues vernacular. And it would be nice if they found somebody with the voice that was actually meant for soul. In some ways, you know, having the trained European voice in those things sometimes is a mismatch. I'm gonna do a couple things here because we're in this kind of funny time crunch now. So I'm going to let our affiliate stations know down the line that we're just about to go to music. And if you all want to go to your breaks right in the middle of that, that would be a good time. Because what I'm going to ask you now is, you have been very good to come with a stripped down version of your band and play live with us. But we want to give people a sense of the full orchestrated version. So I kind of want to get a sense of how long, because we were going to play Guan, right?
Guan is, it's pretty short.
Pretty short song?
Ish. 350.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, that's about perfect. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say thank you very much. I'm going to say you are listening to The Sufferers today on The State of Things. Sufferers are Cam Franklin on vocals, Adam Castaneda on bass, Pat Kelly on the keyboard and vocals, Kevin Bernier on the guitar, Nick Zamora on percussion and vocals, and don't forget John Durbin on the trumpet.
Thank you.
There we go. And they're going to play tonight at the Convergence Southern Music Festival in Chapel Hill. That starts at 6 o'clock. All that information is at our website, stateofthings.org. And our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley, our technical director. Al Wadowski helping out today. Jess Clark, the intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, The Sufferers and Guan.
Let me fit you with a new
Picture.